I'm at the foot of the ladder. The lamb footbeds are only depressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches, although the surface appears to be very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder. Down there, it's very fine. I'm going to step off the lamb now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
By now, everyone, of course, knows that Neil Armstrong, the first man that walked on the moon, passed away over the weekend. He had had open-heart surgery. Actually, his bypass surgery. And his wife had been telling everybody that he was doing fine. But then, all of a sudden, the announcement came over the weekend that he had passed away. And it made a lot of people start thinking, including myself, about where I was the day of the first man to step on the moon, as you heard in that opening by Janus. And I remember very vividly where I was. I was in right outside Edwards Air Force Base in Southern California, in a little town called Lancaster. Edwards has two towns by it, Palmdale, which is the closest, and then Lancaster. And I never will forget, many things stand out about my brief stay in that area. I was only there for a few months. But it was my first real exposure to the desert. And later on, I moved to Las Vegas, but there wasn't much to do back in those days if you weren't at Edwards itself and could go use their activities and go to their clubs and et cetera. It was just, and they had some three-hole golf courses, I remember. But I remember that night very vividly. I happened to be watching Walter Cronkite, which many people were at the time. And it's something that you'll remember forever for the rest of your life. And so I thought I'd open up the phones here if somebody feels like calling in at 888-919-2355. That's toll-free. 888-919-2355, or you want to write me an email about it. I have some Facebook postings here about it that I want to refer to as well. But Neil Armstrong was quite a man. I remember hearing him on some interviews, especially later on, in which I was struck by the humbleness of the guy and his quiet sense of humor. And he basically, I remember in one interview, he talked about some of the secret code words he used for not for the people back at NASA, but actually for his neighbors. And so it's kind of an interesting, I guess, retrospect that I have in my own personal feelings about Neil Armstrong and what he was and what he did. And we can't really underestimate what he did. I know a lot of people, they are a minority, but a lot of people are convinced that no one ever went to the moon. I think we did, but I do think that they do have a good question about why, for instance, we never went back after a couple of times here, and that's at least something worth following up. As far as I know, Neil Armstrong never really came on record to say what he thought about it, but I thought that opening there with Janus and his soundbite he used with Neil Armstrong, where he said, one giant step for mankind. It was almost like it was an afterthought. We know that he was probably trying to remember exactly what he was supposed to say there, and he was probably overcome by the idea that here he was, a man from Earth, stepping on the lunar surface. And as he said, it was powdery and not very thick. And, you know, we hear all kinds of other stories, which we always try to follow through on why we didn't go back to the moon. Was somebody up there telling us, go away and don't come back? Whatever. What do you think about it? Got a Facebook message here from Peter Robbins, who's listening. Says Neil Armstrong was the first man to walk on the moon, Jerry. A truly heroic figure that inspired many of us old enough to remember that this first moon launching happened. And Peter brings up a good interesting point there. This is back in 1969. And you would have thought, if you'd ask anybody probably that was watching on television that night around the world, is this the beginning of space travel? Everybody would have said, yeah. You would think by now, 2012, that we would be having regular trips to the moon, maybe to Mars and other places as well. But for some reason, it just didn't happen. Peter is one of my favorite people, as you know, and we have him on regularly. And he says, I, along with, I'm sure, his family, are very heartbroken, Jerry, that we remember when we look at the moon tonight that Neil Armstrong was the man. Only 12 Americans in all were to walk on the moon, our nearest neighbor. Armstrong also exhibited another kind of heroism by making it clear that he took the subject and the reality of UFOs extremely seriously. And so Peter points out that, which I think is important. We have Brad Newton, who also referred to that earlier in the last hour, if you were listening, about all the astronauts. They all seem to have seen UFOs, seem to all agree that we're not alone. But yet, we don't seem to be able to follow up and get any official recognition about UFOs even today. As Peter said in this Facebook message, which was quite long, he says, they don't make them like that anymore. And Peter's like me, a little older. He's not nearly as old as me, of course. But the point is that it's just not older age. It's talking about things like that. There seems to be a spirit that we had in the 50s and 60s, right after World War II into the 70s, that we could do anything as Americans. And it was not really robust egoism. It was more of a natural pride and a confidence that we could do something. And the race to the moon with Russia was something that you know, we all felt very good about when it happened. Ryan Wu wrote me on Facebook, and he says, I'm sorry, it's Wah. It's the way he pronounces his name. I feel that his ashes should be spread on the moon. Anybody have thoughts about that? C.I. Warden. Now, I think C.I. might be really standing for Psi, but I made up Psi as S.I., so maybe it's not. But he said, it's so sad. Neil Armstrong was a wonder. We will miss him. Those are just a few things from Facebook that people have been talking about, and about Neil Armstrong. What brought home, really, with his death at 82, something that we seem to have lost our desire to spread out and reach out from this planet and go forward out through not only the solar system, but the galaxy. I personally think that's one of the reasons we have such a an interesting and diverse audience and a large audience for our UFO shows. And we've been doing these shows for years and years and years. And it's because it's one of the last frontiers of something that people can discuss about life from elsewhere coming to Earth and whether or not it's really true. Whether there's life on nearby planets like Mars, and then we're going to talk to a fellow about life on Venus, and if that's possible. And so I just wanted to spend a little time on my tribute here and talk about Neil Armstrong, a quiet but strong gentleman, a man who had a sense of humor, a man who walked forward and reached out and grabbed the brass ring. You know, there had to be some jealousy from other astronauts because Neil was chosen to be the first man to walk on the moon, but he seemed to be able to disarm that, at least publicly, and most people give him the credit he deserves. Neil Armstrong, 82 years old, may you rest in peace.
I'm at the foot of the ladder. The lamb footbeds are only depressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches, although the surface appears to be very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder. Down there, it's very fine. I'm going to step off the limb now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.